You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. I'm Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about the culinary arts in our area. And I'm joined, as always, by local food writer and journalist and host of The In Crowd every Sunday afternoon here on 89.1 WEMU, Jessica Webster. Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Lisa Berry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, we always enjoy the information and temptations you bring to us here as part of the culinary arts in our community. One of the biggest places in town, you have to agree, would be Zingerman's. And I hear there's a lot going on.
Well, they certainly have an outsized national and international reputation, right? A lot of people, when they talk about Ann Arbor, talk about University of Michigan, used to talk about Borders, and they've always talked about Zingerman's.
Right.
So we've got a couple of news items from Zingerman's. One of them is after, quite a while that they've been working on it, they've reopened the creamery with a new name. It's called Cream Top Shop.
Cream Top Shop.
And so they've expanded their retail space. If you'd ever been in there before, they crammed a lot into a very small area.
Right.
A lot of different cheeses. You walked in, you had that, you know, that funky cheese shop smell? I used to hate it. Now I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
You've got the palate. You've a sophisticated palate.
Something. Where I've become acclimated. And then they also scooped gelato. Well, they've got a lot more room for that. And now there's some seating. You can sit and watch them making the cheese making the gelato. They usually have like 12 different flavors of really delicious gelato. My son is crazy about their raspberry gelato.
Okay.
So that's news on the south side of town. On the west side of town, it's pretty big news. One of our most celebrated chefs here in Ann Arbor, he lives in Dexter actually, is Alex Young. And he won a coveted James Beard Award for Best Chef Great Lakes area a few years ago.
Where was he working then?
He was working at Zingerman's Roadhouse. And
okay.
He was nominated 5 years in a row and he finally won. And he was like the Susan Lucci of the Great Lakes James Beard Awards. He's got the big plaque and he gets all kinds of accolades. Well, after a long time as the guy running the place at Zingerman's Roadhouse, the man behind the Roadhouse, he is taking his leave of Zingerman's Roadhouse and opening up a new place further west in Scio Township on Jackson Road. There used to be a place called the Creekside Grill. He's taking that over, and come September, if everything goes according to plan, we will have a new place run by Chef Alex Young called Standard Bistro and Larder, and he tells me that it will be kind of a French bistro kind of feel to it, and I am really looking forward to it. I like his approach to food. Kind of upscale, comfort food, always delicious.
Does he incorporate a lot of really different things?
Well, one of the things that he incorporates is food that is produced locally. And
okay.
He was growing some of his own food in his own gardens and really expanded that and brought a lot of that to the Roadhouse. I imagine we'll see that at the new place as well.
I don't know if you've ever even noticed, even outside the Zingerman's Deli, they are growing vegetables in the garden as you walk by.
That's right. You can pick up herbs and vegetables. It's very cool.
I did. I had them for dinner last night. Kidding. We'll leave that to the Zingerman's customers. Another favorite spot is Cella's, and I hear they're expanding.
So going from the west side to downtown. Well, they're staying on the west side.
Yeah.
So Cella's opened, 2010, 2011?
Mexican street food.
Right. So great tacos. In fact, back in my MLive days, we named them, I think, Michigan's second best tacos in the state. Well, they're bringing them to downtown in the old Jerusalem Garden spot on 5th near the library lot that everyone's been talking about. Mm. Tiny little building. It needed a lot of work. So they've been over there, Adrian and his wife, fixing things up and putting on a new roof. And before you know it, we'll have some really good Mexican street food right there downtown.
Is it going to be as casual as the West Side location is?
Absolutely. Well, if you've ever been into the old Jerusalem Garden, it's very small. It's kind of casual by design. Not a lot of option for it not to be casual. So it'll be very much the same. And they're hinting at the possibility of having a late night menu as well for maybe after the bar. And I love their potato tacos. Did you ever have those?
Yes, because
they
usually have a food booth at top of the park in Ann Arbor. I'm not sure if they're going to again this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But that is where I had their potato tacos.
And did you know that they are actually open in the hospital cafeteria? Several days a week, they serve their tacos and specialties at the hospital.
And did you know that they sometime feed the sports teams at the University of Michigan?
Wow, they're everywhere.
Their food is so healthy.
That's awesome.
We're having a Cella's off.
And did you know?
No, I bow to you, Jessica Webster. You know all this information. I just get hungry. Also, you're pretty familiar with Cafe Ollie's and a lot of things happening with them.
Oh, I love the couple that owns Cafe Ollie. They're just really nice people. and record store geeks and all the
that
things.
That can make a difference, don't
I really,
you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Good intentions.
You want to cheer for them.
Yeah.
And I'm cheering for them right now because they've taken the concept of Cafe Ollie and kind of split it up. And they took the food side and they made it Ollie and they've elevated it. It's small plates. It's a little more upscale. Prices are still very reasonable. I understand that their brunches on the weekend are to die for. Mm. And then next door now is a place they're calling Cream and Crumb. Now, they always had ice cream at the, you know, the front of the shop. They'll have ice cream and baked goods. And walked by there, peered in. It looks like they've got a nice crowd, people there having coffee.
That's in Ypsilanti, right?
It's in Ypsilanti in Depot Town on Cross Street. And that's all along that block. You've got Sidetrack and you've got Maze. It's a nice, you know, dining destination.
You know, it's not a competition. I'm not a competitive person, but I finally went somewhere that Jessica Webster talks about all the time, and that is in Ann Arbor. I went to Mark's Cards.
Yay, I'm so glad you went.
I saw the mayor of Ann Arbor picking up a sandwich. Sorry, mayor.
You know that guy eats a lot for a skinny guy.
Well, yeah.
I'm always seeing him eating.
Downtown. I thought that was cool that he
yeah,
was visiting.
That's great.
And then I went to Bill's Beer Garden. That sounds like it's a lot more casual than it is. It's a really nice spot. It was a beautiful Sunday evening. We're sitting outside, and I'm a sangria lover.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had their sangria?
I haven't. Dominic's is always my
I
place
know.
To go for
well,
that,
a little,
right?
Dominic's is sweeter, and this is more powerful.
No, really?
That's why I photobombed a picture, which you can see on our Facebook page. But I was excited that I finally got to go there.
That's great. So what did you have when you were there?
And we went to one of the Spanish restaurants.
That's
great. I think by late Sunday, a couple of places were out of food.
Mm-hmm.
But we had some good food from the Spanish cart there.
So I used to work downtown, and I used to go there for lunch all the time,
yeah.
And I miss being able to go, so I'm envious of your experience.
Instead of stealing food from the garden outside Singerman's, we can actually start going to farmers markets now.
Well, this is exciting. Of course, Ann Arbor's got a year-round farmers market that kind of shrinks in its length on Saturdays. But once we get back into the spring, we get expanded hours, and then we get Wednesdays. So if you're not able to make it down or if the Saturday market's too busy, now you've got the Wednesday market that starts this week. And it seems like in Washtenaw County, every day of the week, there's a market. And they start reopening in May. So in Ypsilanti, we've got two markets, one Tuesday evening and one Saturday morning. Starting on May 23rd, the Cobblestone Farms Farmers Market. Have you ever been to that one? Oh, that's really sweet. And that's Tuesday evenings at 4. That is at Packard, where Eisenhower kind of comes into Packard in that area. It's by Burr Park and Burr Pool. Cobblestone Farm is this big old kind of farmhouse building, and in the grass area in front of it, they have a farmer's market. Really nice.
Now, this might sound like a dumb question. I know asparagus is ready. What else are you selling at a farmer's market in early May?
A lot of plants, right?
Okay.
A lot of starter
That's
plants.
True,
maybe
you're
you can buy your tomato starter plants,
right.
Flowers. You're getting your herbs and morels if you're lucky.
Oh, boy.
Oh, everyone's got those on their Facebook page. Everyone's like anyone who can find them, they have their spot where they can find them. They're putting pictures
now,
on
Jessica
Facebook.
Webster has probably had a morel.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoy them?
I do, but they're really fungusy. I mean, maybe this is heresy for me to say, but it's weird looking. I have a little bit of trouble with that.
Well, see, and they're $65 a pound,
right?
Too.
So, you know, if you want to give me some, that's cool. If you don't, that's fine, too.
Always great information and making us hungry here on Art and Soul. Jessica Webster, thanks so much for joining us for this week's Culinary Art.
It's always a pleasure.